This is a Zach Feldman Show replay on ZRadioLive.com.
The website music station Z Radio Live. This is the Zach Feldman Show. Joining me over the phone is Mitchell Hayworth. He has a brand new book called Out of This World. Mitchell, thank you so much for joining me here on the Zach Feldman Show. How's everything going?
Everything's going pretty good. How are you doing?
Not too bad. So tell us all about this brand new book, Out of This World.
So Out of This World came out October 26th of last year, so it's still pretty fresh. And we're starting to get around to the promotional stuff of this, so I guess that's why I'm talking to you right now.
Fair enough.
Yeah, but anyways, the book itself is about a man named Shane, and Shane is a guy who is content with doing the bare minimum, just to skate by, and it's just a pattern that he's fallen into. And the book itself explores his crawling out of his shell, because he meets a mysterious woman. And this woman kind of challenges him to really just go start living life instead of just merely existing.
Mm. Is this based off of anything in particular, you know, in your life at all, or is this something that you just kind of thought of as a creative adventure?
To be honest, I'm gonna get really real here for a second.
Oh, please! Here we go. This is where we get the views. Come on.
Oh yeah. So in 2020 for me. Hit me pretty bad. I know it hit the whole world like crazy, but that was the year I was supposed to get married. And and it's not a happy ending. I'm just gonna spoiler alert that right now. When the actual wedding came around, you know, everybody was there except for the bride to be. It was just one of those moments where I had a wake-up call, and, like, everything changed in a literal second for me. Like, I got a phone call and just realized things weren't going to unfold over the next, for the rest of my life the way I thought it was going to, so I was really at a crossroads.
Now, did you have any hints at all when before, you know, you were at the altar that maybe this wasn't going to, you know, work out, or was this kind of something that was just complete shock?
It was really a complete shock because, like, the night before everything was going down, like the wedding, we had a very meaningful conversation with one another. So when it finally came to light that she wasn't going to be there, I was very blindsided.
How long were you guys dating for? Engaged for, actually.
Engaged probably around just about maybe a year, I would say.
Oh, man. Well, you're scaring me because I just got engaged, so.
Dude, don't let anything, do not let my story affect you.
Okay, good. I will not. X out of here. No way. But it's okay. You know what? Out of tragedy, though, comes light and comes a good thing. And out of that came this book. So, you know, when did you kind of have the time to write down your feelings from this?
Immediately after it happened, I took maybe a day to get my head straight, and then I've been a writer since I was 8 years old, pretty much. And after that catalyst had happened, I really just focused in on what I knew I needed to do, which was actually write the book. And then I really just wanted to write a love story that had a happy ending, which was what I wanted. I desperately needed that at that time. And then about 30 days later, I had the entire first draft finished. Wow. And that was kind of how I grieved through the loss of my failed wedding.
Well, do you think, you know, are you angry at her, or are you, you know, are you angry at anybody, or are you just, you know, your understanding of what's going on?
I'm past it all at this point. I would say I'm not angry at her. Actually, for a while, I was quite angry at myself. I put myself in a position. I was like, well, how did I lose this person?
Yeah.
I was putting it on myself, but then I was asking myself the wrong questions and took asking myself the right questions to get myself out of that mindset. And now here I am.
So tell us a little bit more about the book, you know, about the character in the book. You know, how much does he relate to you?
He relates to probably like the deepest core qualities of who I used to be. I used to be a really lazy guy who really didn't like know what he wanted out of life, other than the fact that I just kind of wanted to be left alone.
That's fair. And, you know, and now you've kind of transitioned this onto paper and into a book. What's the response been like?
The response has been very, very positive. Everybody who, like all my beta readers that I've given out free copies of the book to several people, and then all the response there was very, very positive, just in terms of the message of the book. Dealing with mental health is a big theme, and people really gave me kudos as to touching on that as a subject and just, you know, being able to grow as a human rather than digress, so to speak.
Yeah, I mean, I love the fact that you touch on mental health, and I love the fact that you touch on the fact that, you know, tragedy happens, you know, and the way you cope with it in the book is something that is definitely appreciated of, you know. What do you want? Do you want this to help people who are going through kind of their own difficulty trauma, or, you know, or what is this book really mainly for? Who's this for?
The book was mainly for myself. But if you were to ask me if I want this to help other people, the answer would be absolutely. I would want other people to look to this story as an inspiration of something, like, because a lot of people do struggle with feeling alone when it comes to these issues. And the fact of the matter is that they don't have to feel alone. They can, you can have help, and it's okay to need help, because it's something we all struggle with on a day-to-day basis, I would say. Like, we all have our good days and our bad days.
I think it's important to you know, if you're struggling to talk to somebody, you know, always talk to somebody and tell people how you're feeling, you know, because that's the most important thing to do. You know, millions of people struggle with depression, and, you know, including me, I struggle with depression too, you know. Many people struggle with depression and issues in their life, you know, and it's good to have a resource that kind of relates to them, you know. This is your first book, you know, and a powerful one, as I should say. Was it scary to kind of get this out there, or were you just so eager to tell everybody about your story?
All right, I'm going to be real with you on another level here.
Keep being real with me.
Oh, this is going to get real meta. So by the time I was actually done writing this book and finished editing the whole thing,
yeah,
I was completely out of that headspace and onto new characters for my next book.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so in terms of, like, eagerness for the release of this, like, yes, you could say I was excited, but my next book is really where my head's at right now.
So this really wasn't therapeutic for you then. This was just kind of like, you know, okay, I'm finally past this, but now it's time for me to kind of tell the story of what happened.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And was that in itself a relief, or was it, or was the fact of just, now I have a cool story to tell?
It was the biggest relief of my life.
What's next, though, for Mitchell? Like, are you going to, you know, kind of go off and try to find that next lady? Are you going to write the next book? What's the next thing to go for?
First of all, the next lady, she's going to find me. I'll guarantee that.
Oh, perfect. I love the confidence.
Yeah. The next book is my main focus. My plan for right now is this time next year, I will be an Amazon bestseller, and then 5 years from there, I hope to be a New York Times bestseller.
There you go. You heard it here first. That is the goal. and then when you become the Amazon bestseller, or is it when you become the New York Times bestseller, you get the lady? Which is it?
Yeah, I'm not too worried about that part. My mind's just other places.
Listen, go be single. Be happy, be single, you know? There's so many fish in the sea, as they say.
That's a great piece of advice. That's also a piece of advice I give to many people these days. It's like, look at me, I've been single for a year now, and I'm thriving, living my best life. I never would have been able to publish this book had it not been for my single life.
You know, I mean, you're only 30 years old, too, you know? And you know, you creating this first book, Was it kind of a struggle to get it on Amazon and get it out there? Like, was there any obstacles you had to go through?
Dude, I didn't know what the heck I was doing when I first started the whole publishing process at all. And it turned into this whole, it became actually quite stressful for me for a while. And I remember having a conversation with my mother, who's my biggest fan, by the way. Love you, mommy. We had a conversation, we sat down, and she encouraged me to the point that I was sitting there, I'm like, why am I doubting myself here? Mm-hmm. And then she actually became a large part of helping me get the book out to Amazon. So props out to her for being the best mother anybody could ever ask for.
I think the big question everybody wants to know now, though, is did she read the book?
She has read the book.
She has read the book.
4 times.
Oh, my God. And what did she have to say?
Every time she reads it, she comes up to me with tears in her eyes, and she says that she can't believe that her baby boy has done something so good.
Oh, that's very nice.
You know, it is very nice, and that's mainly, as long as I can make my mom happy, I'm happy.
That's the best. Well, actually, the question really is, did the woman who left you at the altar read the book?
Don't know, don't care.
Oh, perfect. I love that response. I love it.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, you're doing so much better than her anyway. You're fine.
I would tend to agree with you. I don't mean to sound egotistical, but...
No egotistical here, you know? I mean, come on. She left you at the damn altar. We have to have some revenge against her somehow, you know?
Yeah.
And this is what it is.
Yeah, it is. I'm talking about her on the radio.
There you go. Perfect. Out of This World by Mitchell Hayworth. Mitch, where can people find this book?
As of right now, it is currently just on Amazon, but we are working to get it to other major retailers. We're working on Barnes & Noble right now. It's the biggest one. That's my main focus for Out of This World right now is Barnes & Noble. So Barnes & Noble, if you're listening to me, I'm coming for you.
You have a hit out for you now, Barnes & Noble, officially. Out of This World by Mitchell Hayworth, and it is on Amazon and everywhere books are sold. Mitchell, thank you so much for joining me here on the Zach Feldman Show. Seriously, best of luck with everything, and best of luck with this brand new book.
All right, thank you so much, Zach. Thanks for having me on.
Anytime. The Webster Music Station, Z Radio Live, back with more Zach Feldman Show after this.
Want to hear more? Listen to the Zach Feldman Show every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on ZRadioLive.com.